Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel is proposing cuts to every branch of the armed services, bringing it more in line with fighting today's world threats and budget realities. Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin says it's a change of strategy from fighting land wars to attacking terrorist cells.
It's the responsibility of our Secretary of Defense to prepare us for the conflicts of the future, not the conflicts of the past. That said, there are a lot of details that he has discussed that I intend to dig in to quite a bit deeper.
Specifically, Baldwin will oppose cutting the fast, shallow water combat boats contracted to be built at Marinette Marine.
I do not regard that battle as being over before it's even begun.
Baldwin says the littoral combat vessels are made for quick strike situations and create hundreds of jobs in Wisconsin.
That was a huge victory for the state of Wisconsin and shipbuilding's return to the Great Lakes. It's short-sighted to propose cutting back the order of ships from a total of 52 to 32 because this particular ship is a part of that preparation for the future rather than the past.
Wisconsin's other U.S. Senator, Republican Ron Johnson, says the defense budget should be cut, but only until the U.S., quote, accurately assess the threats our nation faces, then structure our forces to meet and prevail over those threats. Congress and the Obama administration should then budget appropriately to ensure those challenges are met, unquote. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.